Brother, I'm home. Hey, where are you? I thought you were supposed to be home. Oh, wait a minute. I can hear the porn from upstairs. Just as expected of my pathetic brother. Hey, I'm coming in. Oh, ha. So this is what you do when I'm not home, when I'm busy with errands. This is what you do. You sit here in your room on that chair of yours, watching some bimbo whore sucking this clearly well-endowed stud, and you're stroking that pathetic, disgusting, nasty little thing right there in your hand. I mean, I assume that's what's in your hand, but it's kind of hard to tell, unfortunately for me. Or maybe fortunately, because I can't imagine anybody that would want to be within 10 feet of that nasty thing. Oh, what's with that sigh? Are you getting excited from me berating you like that? Huh? That's pathetic of you, isn't it? That's not a rhetorical question. You're supposed to answer me. Thank you for validating your patheticness to me. It means a lot, brother. So this is what you do, huh? Actually, the more I'm watching you jerk your cock, it's not doing anything for me. No, I can't imagine any girl who would be turned on by this method in which you are stroking. Is that even stroking? Is that even masturbation, brother? What the fuck are you doing? You're not even doing it right. I mean, I knew you were pathetic and all that, but I didn't realize you were this hopeless. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to sit in front of you, and I'm going to instruct you on how to do a better job with this shit, because you are doing horrible, quite frankly. I want you to hold your hand at the base in a fist. Hold it still. Don't move your hand. Understood? Good. What I want you to do is I want you to buck your hips into your hand as if I was straddling your lap and you wanted to put it in my tight little ass. No, a pathetic man like you doesn't deserve my pussy. No. No. You don't deserve to be experiencing that. Instead, you get the dirty hole. How unfortunate for you. Not like it'd feel good for me or anything. Anyway, so buck your hips more. A little quicker. You're panting so desperately already. You are fucking pathetic, aren't you? You know what? You know what? Take your hand off. Take your hand off. I can't watch this. This is so fucking stupid. You know what I want you to do, actually? I want you to slap your cock for me. I want you to take your hand and slap that shaft. Nice and hard. But don't do it too hard, because I don't want you to do serious damage or anything. I mean, I know you're a fucking idiot, so you're gonna fuck that up anyway, but I mean, do your best. Your whimper is gorgeous. I love when you sound that pathetic. It just reinforces to me how useless you are. I mean, you're only good for really taking me places when I need it, but I mean, beyond that, you're fucking useless. Fuck you. So, yeah, I said fuck you. What, is that what you want to do to me? You want to fuck me? Because you're not having that. Hold your breath for me. Take a deep breath and hold it. Go ahead and stroke your cock like usual. Don't breathe for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe. Your dick's getting harder. You liked that, didn't you? You really liked that, didn't you? Disgusting. I want you to stroke faster. Get right to the edge for me. Well, yeah, I'm kind of hurrying it up because Mom's gonna be home soon. You don't want her to see me sitting in front of you, and you don't want her to see you watching porn now, do you? It'd be a horrible situation for both of us, even more for you. Are you right at the edge? If not, keep doing it. Although, if you're not there yet, I highly doubt you'll ever be able to get to the edge, and... well, that's just depressing now, isn't it? Are you right at the edge? Do you want to come for me? You want to come for me, brother? You want to show me you in your most hopeless, useless state ever? You want to? You really want to? Why don't you, go ahead and why don't you come for me? But I want you to put the palm against the head of your dick. Uh-huh. I know the head's really sensitive. It should intensify your orgasm now, shouldn't it? Do it. Oh no. Did I accidentally ruin your orgasm, brother? Oh no. You wanted to shoot your hot load for me, didn't you? But you couldn't. All because I ruined it. Right? It's all my fault?
No, that's fucking bullshit. It's not my fault at all.
It's entirely your fault. It's entirely your fault that happened. That, you know, I mean, even if I weren't here instructing you, I bet your orgasms are no good to begin with. They're fucking useless. You don't come that hard, I bet. I bet you just sit there, a pathetic small amount comes out, and you're just like, oh, that's it. Right? Right? That's how it usually goes for you? Right? Right? You just sit there wasting your life away like the useless piece of shit that you are, and you imagine being with girls instead of going out and actually trying to get some girls with you, and you just sit around and watch these stupid fucking plastic tit bimbos just doing their thing, and you get all turned on from that, and here you are, just... God, you are not even a man to me. What the fuck are you? You're not a man, and, I mean, you're my brother, but is that even a title when you're not a man? What are you? What are you to me? I don't even know. You are my verbal punching bag. How about that? Do you like that? Do you like being my verbal punching bag? You got pretty fucking hard for me just from me saying all these really harsh things, didn't you? Ah, fuck, Mom. She's coming home. I can hear her footsteps. Oh, God. Brother, let me just tell you this. Oh, what's with that hopeful gleam? Are you hoping that this is gonna happen again? Because I don't want it to happen again or anything, and even if it does, don't expect much. You are utterly useless. But maybe I can give you some use someday. You pathetic piece of shit. You useless little slut. Yes, I called you a slut. Because that's what I'm gonna turn you into. My brother slut.